You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Emma Gillespie and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Wednesday, the 14th of September. Queen Elizabeth II will leave Buckingham Palace for the last time as her funeral procession begins this afternoon. The streets surrounding the palace to Westminster are barricaded in preparation for the crowds after Her Majesty's coffin is moved from Buckingham's Bow Room to the Royal Hearst. Tens of thousands will line the streets as their late sovereign is taken to Westminster Palace, where she'll lie in state for the next 4 days. Lines of up to 7 kilometres long are expected, hundreds of thousands to file past to pay their respects in coming days. It's being labelled one of the worst days for the Aussie share market in recent years on the back of a 4% tumble on Wall Street. The threat of a recession in the US seems to be looming even larger after its worst trading day in 2 years. The ripple effect for the ASX 200 seeing a $62 billion loss in market value within the first hour of trade. The Aussie dollar dropping from 69 to 67 US cents. Ukrainian forces have pushed further into the country's northeast, with reports Russian troops have fled from occupied southern territory. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said 8,000 square kilometres have been liberated in areas of the country held by Russian invasion since March. Analysts have predicted the setbacks may renew Russia's interest in peace talks. The federal government has announced it will extend the pandemic leave payment beyond September. Workers without access to sick leave who test positive to COVID and must isolate will be able to claim the payment a maximum of 3 times over a 6-month period. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and state and territory leaders agreed at National Cabinet to keep the payments as long as mandatory isolation periods are in place. And Tesla could be expanding its production with a manufacturing plant on Aussie shores. Tesla board chair Robin Denholm told the National Press Club in Canberra today that the company wanted to have manufacturing capacity on every continent in order to compete in a world moving towards the widespread use of electric vehicles and lithium-ion batteries. Tesla's so-called gigafactories manufacture electric vehicle parts, solar panels, batteries, and other renewable technologies. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on those reports that the average Aussie has $40,000 in the bank in savings and whether or not that's even close to being true. Listen to The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.